News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump returned to the United Nations General Assembly today, and Sagar Mughani reports he had some harsh words.
6 years after his last address, the president ripped it as coming nowhere close to reaching its potential, describing a feckless institution that writes stern letters.
Empty words don't solve war.
Over nearly an hour, the president offered jarring juxtapositions, billing himself as a peacemaker who ended wars.
Everyone says that I should get the Nobel Peace Prize.
To touting military strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities and Caribbean drug smugglers.
We will blow you out of existence.
And also issued a warning to European leaders over migration and green energy policies.
This double-tailed monster destroys everything in its wake.
Saying Europeans must stop having open borders, or else.
I'm really good at this stuff. Your countries are going to hell.
Sagar Mughani, Washington.
Still later, he met with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and said this.
Our country is behind the United Nations 100%. I think the potential of the United Nations is incredible.
The president also met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
This is a war going on 3.5 years, and people thought it would be over quickly because Russia is a big military power, and Ukraine, I tell you, they are good fighters. Got to hand it to them. They have a lot of courage, a lot of guts.
After, he made a major shift with a social media post saying he now believes Ukraine can win back all territory it's lost to Russia. Back in Washington, Democratic leaders are accusing President Trump of throwing a tantrum after he canceled a meeting with them ahead of a potential federal government shutdown. The president refuses to negotiate over Democrats' demands to shore up health care funds as part of any deal. Congress must pass a bill to fund the government by October 1st. Stocks closed lower today. The main index is retreating from all-time highs. This is AP News. Julie Walker reports the Secret Service is dismantling a telecom threat.
More than 100,000 SIM cards packed into over 300 servers. That's what the Secret Service found last month on U.S. soil while investigating telecommunications threats. They say it's a highly organized enterprise costing millions of dollars and suspect foreign actors.
Millions of telephone calls could be generated within the course of just a few minutes.
Anthony Ferrante, former FBI.
On cellular networks, it would just overwhelm them and cause them to shut down.
The SIM farms were found 35 miles from the UN where the General Assembly is taking place.
But they could be used to either intercept communications, eavesdrop on communications, or actually clone devices.
Secret Service says so far they haven't uncovered a direct plot to disrupt the UN, but are continuing to investigate. Julie Walker, New York.
More news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.